may want to go to church on a Sunday morning, and they'd feel that they couldn't reject the idea of doing what their boss wants them, because if you're not prepared to work, well, your boss will look for employees elsewhere.
Well, there are two points to make about that, Frank. The first one is that the only group of employees that is protected in respect of Sunday working hours is shop employees. So if an employee doesn't want to work on a Sunday morning, they're entitled to opt out. They have to give the employer 3 months' notice, and they can say, I don't want to work on a Sunday. And the law specifically says that they must not suffer any detriment as a result of that. But the other and probably more practical point is that our members are telling us that actually they have a significant demand from people who want to work on Sundays. That if the additional hours had been there, that they have people whose preferred option is to work on Sundays for various reasons it suits them, and there would have been no issue of compulsion or pressure being put on anybody.
However, if you decided not to work on a Sunday for religious reasons and you still wanted to work your full quota of hours, there's no onus on the employer to provide you with those hours at a more convenient time.
But the fact of the matter is that in those large stores in the city centre, the employees are getting the hours that they want to work because there are people who it suits to work on a Sunday. This isn't an issue of compulsion or pressure being put on people.
Yeah, but some people will feel that if they notify the boss and say, I can't work on a Sunday, I simply won't work on a Sunday, they're either going to have less hours during the course of the week, or they're going to be, for want of a better term, in the boss's bad books because they seem like a shirker.
Our members they're good employers, Frank. These are good, well-organised employers who have proper systems in place. That, given how things stand at the moment, the demand in the city centre, that just is not happening and isn't a fair characterisation of the way in which business is being carried on in the city centre.
And how much pressure are you going to put the smaller shop under by opening those big shops, if indeed the smaller shop is open from, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning? The smaller one can open much earlier, can't they?
Again, this is a city centre issue. This isn't to do with the city-wide. So there are concerns, and there have been very valid concerns expressed around the role of the convenience store and so on. But really, the convenience store as such doesn't exist in the city centre. So we have got a number of independent retailers. Again, many of those independent retailers are our members. Some open on a Sunday, some don't open on a Sunday. These additional hours aren't going to impact on their decisions as to whether or not they think it's appropriate to open on a Sunday.
Yeah, but people who might shop at the convenience stores on the edge of town are now going to be going into town. So the convenience store, if you have the big store in the city centre open for longer, the convenience store, which is open from the scrape of dawn, I think, on a Sunday, am I right in saying that they open as early as they like, the convenience stores?
There's no restriction on time small store under 3,000 square feet can open.
Okay, so those guys are bound to lose out if the big man is providing a service from 11 o'clock.
Well, I don't think that's either right or fair. Think about the nature of the stores and think about the activities that are carried on within the city centre. These aren't large grocery stores that are open. These are the prime stores in the city centre. The type of stores that have invested, for example, House of Fraser, £5 million in developing high-quality brands, which are very much made available for tourists coming in to the city centre. That's the activity that we want to stimulate. We want to make the city centre a destination. And we don't see that this conflicts with the other activities that are being carried on in the city.
How much more pressure are you going to put under are you going to put the council under? Because I thought they had rejected it on Friday. As far as you're concerned, the issue isn't closed.
I don't think the issue will ever be closed. As we see tourism grow, this is a change to reflect tourism. And there will be growth in tourism within the city. This will come back inevitably onto the council agenda because of that. For the moment, I don't see the prospect that we will bring this back to the council. The issue's closed for a period. But as we develop more hotels, as we have more tourist activity going on within the city, indeed the council itself has just spent $1.3 million developing a fantastic exhibition within City Hall, which is open from 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. We want to see people going in, making use of that, but we also want to see all of the complementary activities going on in the city. So this will come back onto the agenda. It may not be this year, it may not be next year, but it will come back.
Okay, Gordon, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again, Frank.
Gordon McElroy, President of the Belfast Chamber of Commerce. Let me speak to Glyn Roberts from Retail NI. Glyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Glyn, you've got concerns about the smaller trader, but Mr. McElroy makes some very important points there about tourism and the boom in hotels and whatever. And, you know, people do want to go into the shops when they're in the city centre on a Sunday.
Well, I think he does make some very valid points about tourism. Our concern was the proposal in the consultation to designate this resort status citywide right across the city, which would have given a further unfair competitive advantage to the big supermarkets and would have greatly disadvantaged those smaller, independent, family-owned retailers whose ability to trade on Sunday morning is absolutely vital to their survival.
But according to Gordon, according to Gordon McElroy, he's not looking for citywide.
Well, it's not even a question. It was what was an offer in terms of the consultation, which the council were consulting on this as a city-wide. The option of the city centre only came into play, I think, fairly late in the day in relation to a motion that was brought forward at the committee last week. What we're saying is, OK, we've got to accept the vote and we've got to move on. We've called and I was in touch with the chief executive of Belfast City Council to host a weekend summit, bringing together all the key players, and let's sit down and devise a strategy about how we can make this coming summer the best gift for tourists, shoppers and visitors to Belfast, not just to Belfast City Centre, but to all parts of the city. And I think that should be, we have a new Lord Mayor incoming. I would hope that would be a priority for her. And let's make this city, which after all has a fantastic retail offer, fantastic hospitality offer. Let's make it this summer the best yet for shoppers, tourists and visitors.
But the main shops won't be open on a Sunday for those 18 Sundays.
Well, they will be open from 1 o'clock onwards. And I think what we also...
Yeah, but they won't be open for this attractive... this appeal, they won't be open. There's an appeal from visitors, or the visitors find it very attractive. Any of us, if we go to any city, to be able to go out and visit the shops early on a Sunday morning. If we can't do it until lunchtime, that appeal is lost.
Well, if you look at most European cities, major European cities, they have similar rules in terms of Sunday trading. What we should be focusing on now is what do we do different on Sunday morning? What is the point in turning Sunday into just another normal trading day? Let's do something different, distinctive. We could do something around cafe culture. We've got St. George's. We've got Titanic. We have got some fantastic things to do in the city centre on a Sunday morning. In fact, one of the points that I put forward to the committee last week is that we can have make a virtue of the fact that many of those small independent retailers are open on a Sunday morning and do something around them on a Sunday morning. So I think there's lots of things that we can do. And I think what we need to be focusing on now is the future. The vote has been held and we're very keen to see that, if you like, that weekend summit, bringing together ourselves, our colleagues in Belfast Chamber, Osdoor, and the other key players within the retail and hospitality sector. I think that should be a runner, and I think we could make this summer the best yet. And let's do something different, distinctive on Sunday morning. And I think if we can get all the players on the table, I don't see any reason why we couldn't do that.
Okay. Glyn Roberts from Retail NI, thank you. I want to speak to Michael Stewart, who's the Chair of Hospitality Ulster in Belfast. Michael, good morning. Let me see. You'll not be on that line, Michael. You might be on this one. Good morning, Michael. No, it's got a little difficulty with our lines here. Let me see if I can get these sorted out. It's just a little problem where My machinery is stuck, to say the least. Right, we'll try and get back to that in a moment or two, because we've what you would basically describe as a freeze frame. All right, I'll talk to Michael right after this.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, listening to you.
Now, Michael Stewart is the chairman of Hospitality Ulster in this area. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly, Michael. Thank you very much for giving us a ring. You're listening to the debate, and the hospitality trade, of course, is central to this.
Absolutely. I would sit on the Chamber of Trade with Gordon. So from a point of view of Hospitality Ulster, we are in total support of extending by the 2 hours, and we're dismayed at the Council's decision not to go with it. I don't want to get into the debates of, you know, extra trading outside the city and inside the city. I want to talk from the aspect of hospitality. Hospitality employs, you know, hospitality and tourism employs in this country 1 in 7 people. And we contribute like over 600 million in wages and over 1 billion to the economy. So the figures speak for themselves. Northern Ireland won, Belfast won last year an award from The Guardian and The Telegraph as the best tourist destination in the UK. And, you know, we talk about tourism, we talk about cruise ships coming in. The bottom line on this is, you know, I'm also a director in Madison's Hotel. You may or may not know that. And, you know, on the ground, we listen to people on a weekly basis, 90 to 100% occupancy on a Saturday night. People on a Sunday morning saying, where do we go? Not all tourists want to go to the fantastic St. George's Market or to the Titanic. Some tourists want to go into town and do shopping. Tourists come from Northern Ireland and the Republic, not just from outside. So, you know, if they've been already to these great tourist attractions, they want to do other things. 2 hours for 18 weeks of a summer tourism time is not the end of the world in a lot of people's book. And quite frankly, when tourists do ask us, they do walk around bemused in the morning, wondering, what do I do now?
So you get a feeling that people feel shortchanged after they've had their good night in Belfast, their nice breakfast in one of the hotels. They're a bit like a spur or whatever at a wedding, waiting to get the bus home.
Obviously not everybody, Frank, to be fair. And you know, a lot of tourists, as we do know, do have plans. They maybe go up the north coast. We have lots in this fantastic country to see. But, you know, tourists come from within the country as well. If somebody comes from the north coast who's fed up looking at the Charon's Causeway, how could you? I know. But they come down. They want to maybe do some shopping, you know. And the thing is, they can't do it until 1 o'clock. From a hospitality point of view, if people were able to go out shopping at 11 o'clock in the morning, they might have done all their window shopping and browsing by 1 o'clock. The result of that is the hospitality industry can then maybe get them in for that additional meal or drink, whatever. And remember, we don't exactly have the best licensing laws in the world. Sunday hours are restricted from 12:30 till 10 at night. So we've already got outdated, archaic licensing laws. Add that to the fact that there's intransigence on the council to extend opening hours for retail, and it just gives you a bit of a picture of backward city.
And do you have any sympathy at all for the staff who'd have to work and would be under pressure to provide the service when they're already stretched in both hospitality and retail?
Now, you're using two words there. You're saying under pressure and stretched. I can tell you, in the hospitality industry, the majority of staff are not under pressure and they're not stretched. They're not forced to work. And as Gordon said, there is legislation in place to make sure that people are not forced to work on a Sunday. Ironically...
Yeah, but if they don't work on a Sunday, you're under no obligation to give them separate hours. So they do lose money for not working on a Sunday.
Sorry, say that again?
You're under no obligation to give them additional hours some other time of the week if they don't want to work on a Sunday. So if they refuse to work on a Sunday, they lose that stream of income.
If I talk from a hospitality perspective, a number of our employees would work Sundays anyway, because in the hospitality industry, the busiest periods are usually from Friday through to Sunday. Obviously, with a hotel, if you've got full occupancy on a Saturday night, most of those people will want breakfast on a Sunday morning. So it's in the psyche of staff who are in the hospitality industry to work weekends. Plus, I and a lot of other publicans, bar owners, hotel workers, coffee shop owners, would would specifically have people who only want to work at weekends. And I say they only want to work weekends because they're maybe students or whatever, and they are the hours that they want to work.
So you feel the city would be much more vibrant during the course of this summer if the law was changed?
Absolute 100%. There are something like 90-odd cruise liners, I can't quote exactly, coming into Belfast over this season. I believe something like 8 of those, might be wrong, but something like 8 of those are in on a Sunday. That equates to a lot of feet on the ground. People get to get off those ships, come into Belfast on their tour in the morning. If they're coming in at 8 or 9 in the morning, they're going to walk around Belfast going, what's on? Even some of the tourist attractions aren't open at that time of the morning.
It is a very strong point when you put it like that. Michael Stewart, thank you very much indeed. We've got the news for you coming next here on U105. Your opinions are very welcome. Is our city missing a trick by being so dull on a Sunday?
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.